You were responsible for the secretariat part of the World Heritage Convention, which, of course, the Director General is responsible for providing the secretariat support to the World Heritage Committee. And you've been through a number of cuts and so on. How do you feel about the secretariat? Do you think it's over-equipped, under-equipped, well-equipped to carry out its role?
No, definitely, it's under-equipped. I mean, I admire our colleagues that were working in the World Heritage Center, albeit all this financial crisis. I had to downsize the World Heritage Center, but it was the least affected from, if I compare it to the other parts of the organization, because they're doing something that is unique. First, there are unique specialists, experts into this. They're not generalists, so you cannot move them from one part to the another. On the other side, the workload is expanding because we have inscriptions between 15 and 20, every single committee. But particularly during my tenure, I supported and I wanted even to support more, because this was a terrible period of destruction of heritage, of advent of extremism, which we have not seen before. And even the responsibilities from that point of view became larger. Not just responsibilities, even to only do things on the ground, which we did with the Mali reconstruction of the mausoleums, or in some other cases, but this was most visible. But also in terms of the, I would say, advocacy work of working with the partners, with the member states, with the expert community, in order to make an assessment, and other also to make this visible and alarm to the international community, which is a big work also to be done by colleagues.